Shelley Emsley gathers up her fifth grade class as they get ready for lunch. Mrs. Emsley's class spent the morning taking a tour of a lumber mill.
You know, they walk around and they see the woods and they see timber, and a lot of their families work in the timber industry but have never been a part of a mill tour or don't know how the wood is made. Now when they walk into Home Depot or Lowe's or wherever, they actually know how the wood is processed and where it comes from and how it's made and just how much work goes into it.
Emsley says it also helps bring alive some of the subjects they study in the classroom.
And best of all, they see how science and math is so important because how computerized and everything is, and down to putting the log through the machine and it, the computer telling you, you'll get four of the best pieces out of this. You know, so I really harp on stay in school and go to college and do science and math and be creative.
Emsley says once they're back in school, they'll summarize what they learned during the expo.
One of our favorite activities is six-word stump speeches, where they actually try to sum up their experience in six words.
The trees were chopped into boards. The saws were scary and cool.
Fifth graders Ben Keller and Chloe Nadu give their six-word stump speeches. Mrs. Emsley's class has archaeology, wildlife, fire, forest management, and plant identification on this afternoon.
We're going to look at some of the pelts here and a few skulls.
Wildlife research technician Jesse Newby with Fish, Wildlife, and Parks has a series of labeled animal pelts, from a thick-furred, dark brown bear down to a soft, short-haired white ermine. Which one do you think is the softest?
So far, either this...
I think
the beaver.
Yeah. The skunk or the marten?
The beaver or the badger?
I like the marten.
I think this one's
the
softest.
The badger's so soft.
Have you guys felt this one?
Oh. Whoa.
This one I think is the softest.
I think this one's the softest.
Newby talks with students about niches and how the way different animals look is part of their survival strategy, something True Gannon says they also studied in class.
Well, that they all have special jobs and they all need to be there, and some are at the top of the food chain, some of them are at the bottom, but if one of these animals dies or become extinct, the whole food chain would be messed up.
Swan River School of Big Fork is one of 31 schools participating this week. Fifth graders from across the Flathead head to the expo, as well as from Charlo in the Mission Valley and Eureka in the Tobacco Valley. This is the expo's 24th year. It takes place in the Trumbull Creek Experimental Forest on F.H. Stoltz land near Columbia Falls. District Ranger Deb Mucklow says it includes land managers like the Forest Service, Department of Natural Resources and Conservation, Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, as well as organizations like the Audubon Society to Backcountry Horsemen and the Native Plant Society.
And it's not one agenda against another agenda. It's a common goal of education and having good information for people to be informed and educated about the special places in the and the forest that surround the places that we live and work in.
Mucklow says they see about 1,400 students through the week, and more than 500 kids, grown-ups, and everyone in between on Saturday. The Forestry Expo runs from 9 to 3 on Saturday with grandstand presentations from the Flathead Valley Community College Logger Sports team, as well as many of the informational stations. Mucklow says it's an opportunity to see different facets of the forest, from native plants to fisheries management to firefighting, ask questions, and explore the woods. Catherine Fry reporting from the Flathead.